A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Rory, good evening again. Well, it's been a busy sporting weekend all round and plenty of athletics to report on as well. Today, the Cork County Juvenile Track and Field Championships concluded at the MTU complex in Bishopstown. It was day three of the championships, which featured the relays. And the same venue will be a hive of activity tomorrow evening because we have the MTU Athletics Night. That's night number two, following on the hugely successful inaugural event last month. Tomorrow evening, we have the 100 metres, 400 metres, 1500 and 5000 on the track. And there's also high jump and shot put action to look forward to as we count down to the eagerly awaited Cork City Sports, of course, which are taking place just in a couple of months' time now in July. On the roads as well, plenty to look back on and look forward to. Let's reflect back firstly and go to Youghal on Thursday evening, where 256 runners went to the start line for the Youghal AC 5K road race, a fast, flat course around the town. Race winner here was James Lettingham from Kilkenny City Harriers in 1542, a native of the West Waterford area. James returning to familiar ground there. Second place, Nick O'Donoghue of East Cork AC in 1556, and James Grofferty of Leavell took the third prize in 1608. Another good night for Mallow's Breda Gaffney in the East Cork region, following on from her success in Middleton just a week earlier in the 5 miler. She won the 5k in 1810. Nadine Ford of Leavell second in 1829, and the ever consistent Camel Crowley from Bandon taking the third prize in 18 minutes 39 seconds. Let's have a quick reflection back now from the race winner, James Lettingham. These were his post-race thoughts.
My second win at Youghal, and I was second a couple of years ago. So I think actually the last Youghal road race was 2019. I won that. But it's practically like coming home. I'm over the bridge, but Youghal will be my closest town to us at home there in Clashmore. So it is great to come home. We were about 2 miles in, and I decided then I'd push the pace, and I got away from what was left of the pack, and then ran for home. So it was enjoyable then from there, to be fair.
It's a fast route, of course, because it's around the streets. Yeah, very flat as well. A nice atmosphere about the occasion, James.
Nearly almost three loops of the town. Definitely adds to the atmosphere. And as you say, it is very flat. It's a very fast course. There's potential for very fast running in the future.
Now, you're not based here in Longer, of course. You're not based even in Munster. You're in Kilkenny. Tell us about your running.
Yeah, so I'm in the army, and I would have been stationed in Kilkenny, and then that brought me to settle in Kilkenny, and I used to be West Waterford, and I joined the club up there, KCH. So with the Harriers, I do a lot of training with the group up there. And so I suppose I'm enjoying in the latter years, I'm just enjoying the roads, enjoying being able to still run and keep healthy, and that's what it's all about now for me.
How has the season been going for you overall, outside of tonight's win?
I was coming into the season in a good place, but I got COVID maybe 6-8 weeks ago. That knocked me back a bit now, so I'm kind of trying to build the fitness again, and hopefully over the next couple of weeks we can almost race into fitness. So I'm heading to Mallee in September, so we'll race as many road races as we can. We'll go out there and get into a good routine of training, and hopefully next year then we'll have a good crack at a good few 5Ks.
So obviously, James, with a busy programme ahead in West Waterford and East Cork for the next few months, we're going to see you back down this side again.
That'd be the hope. As I said, I always love coming home.
The action moved on to Buttevant on Friday evening, where we had 173 finishers in their 4 miler, and Andrew Sheen of Clonakilty Roadrunners made the successful journey to North Cork, winning the race in 21 minutes and 29 seconds. In second place, 25 seconds back, was Jonathan Murphy of Leavell, the third overall prize going to St Finbar's athlete Barry Tuhick. Plenty of North Cork cheers for Mallow's Trevor Woodgate, who finished in fourth, and for local man Darren Coleman, who's running in great form in recent times. The Buttevant runner coming fifth in 22.31. A good night too for Carol Finn, the ladies' winner, 23.45, her comfortable winning time ahead of Linda O'Connor in second place, with Annette O'Reilly of Kilfenan from County Limerick third in 25.50. Let's go now to Ross Carberry and yesterday's Tough and Tough half marathon and 10k. In total, over 600 runners took part here. There were 209 finishers in the half marathon, and the 10k attracted a whopping 408. Quick look at the results. The half marathon won by Paul Dean of Clonakilty Roadrunners in 1:25.06, a minute and 20 seconds ahead of another Clonakilty man, Conor O'Leary, in second. Martin Crowley of Killarney took the third prize. Cian Walsh won the ladies' race in 1:36.58. Emer Perkins was second in 1:43.25, and the third prize overall went to Coletta Donoghue of Watergrass Hill AC. It's been a great season so far for Alfie Davies of Leevale, and he reaffirmed his status as a really in-form runner with a time of 37:32 to win the 10K. Garrett Lawden of Clonakilty Roadrunners the runner-up here, and Timmy Hawkins of Cagnavar taking third. The ladies' race was won by Jane Peteresu in a time of 45:55 with the runner-up Anna O'Neill from Doheny's AC. Now, there's no shortage of action to look forward to over the next couple of days. Of course, we've two big 5Ks to look forward to. Firstly, on Tuesday evening, the John Buckley Sports 5K returns for the 36th year. It's always a hugely popular race on the Marina Road, Monaghan Road circuit. And it's organised, of course, in association with the Cork Business House Athletic Association. A lot of entries have been taken online already. You can do so by logging on to johnbuckleysports.com, or indeed you can enter on the night. There's bonus for a new course record as well, which incidentally is held at the moment by Niall Shanahan from Bruin County Limerick in 14 minutes and 51 seconds, with Grace Lynch holding the ladies' record in 16:52. Let's check in and see how preparation are going now with Conor Kavanagh of the organising committee.
Oh, after a long, long time with all that stress and strain for the last 3 years, we're delighted to have the 5K back in action again. And I think this course again lends to a very quick time being done. And as usual, we'd expect the top athletes to be attending the race. But all levels are welcome. And you know, we have a lot of people way down the field which will be just running for the fun, and they're all very welcome as well.
A few years ago, Conor, you changed the start line, took it further down towards Blackrock. I presume that's the same this year.
Yeah, that's the plan. All driven by the Business House Association, who always have our best interests at heart. But it seems to be working out fine, and the times are holding up, and the numbers. The numbers this year, we'll be hoping for 5+, a bit down on our usual 800 to 900, but we'll see on the night.
The whole impact of COVID is still a bit unknown, isn't it, in terms of predicting what kind of numbers will turn up. But this one has always been seen as a kind of a flagship race for many people during early summer.
Yeah, and we have a lot of people coming into the store inquiring about what's set up, what's happening because COVID. But I think we just have to find our feet again. This time we'll just have the run. Come along, run along. There won't be any hanging around halls and that later. Maybe a small bit for the prize giving, but our usual fanfare will not be going on until we see what happens over the next few years.
With big crowds normally, Conor, I presume the message is the same. You're appealing to people to get there early.
Yeah, pre-entries are the key to going forward in all races. They can enter online, get it in, get your number, fast collection. And for those who cannot do that, we want to be there early because the queues will be usually pretty long, to say the least.
Finally, all systems go for Tuesday.
All systems go. John Buckley will give us the nod, and we all fall into our stations. We all have our duties to do. But with all the help of the stewards and the business houses, he usually is very, very successful.
So that's the John Buckley Sports 5K on this coming Tuesday evening. All roads will lead to Fortewellhaugh Park on Thursday evening, where Eagle Athletic Club will host the Cheetah Run. It's a 5K race which begins at 8 p.m. Most of the entry places have been taken at this stage, but we believe there is limited availability. If you want to check on to myrunresults.com or indeed the Eagle AC website for further information on those. There's also a 1 mile race for the 11 to 15 year olds which starts at 7:15 p.m. at a cost of €8. Now, entries, of course, have been open for a number of weeks, and as always, there's been a lot of interest in this event. Real course, a novel course around the Wildlife Park in Forta, and the venture has been promoted in wonderful fashion in recent years by Eagle Athletic Club, making it really one of the unique fixtures on the summer athletics calendar. John Cashman with the Athletics Roundup on Cork Sports Sunday.